I'm Christopher Lydon. This is Open Source with the novelist Helen Oyeyemi, who gives new life to the storybook line, "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?" Boy Snow Bird is her latest novel. It reimagines Snow White in a halfway modern New England mill town. Oyeyemi has a way of seeing life as a series of fairy tales, and she likes to scatter them throughout the forest, upending monsters and undermining as many myths as she can. In Boy Snow Bird, she's exposing notions of skin, beauty, race, worship, families, family fights, and fears of all kinds. She began with a reading from her book.
Bird was born in the spring. I say it was born because the pain was so tremendous that I just let it come. It was like quicksand. The only way to make it out alive was to stop struggling against it, to submit. I'm told I was in labor for 13 hours, but I really wouldn't know. There was the quicksand, then there was Bird in my arms, safe and well, and dark. No, it wasn't just her shade of gold. The closer skin could get to the color of my husband's eyes. I think I made some dumb joke. Look at this kid, born with a suntan. It was her facial features, too. As the nurse said when she thought I was too wiped out to hear, that little girl is a Negro. I didn't want to show her to anybody. Not her father, not her sister, no one. The doctor told me that Arturo seemed like a reasonable man, that he could talk to Arturo for me if I wanted, that everything could still be okay, and I realized that he thought he was talking to an unfaithful wife. I laughed and laughed, high-pitched laughter that roused Bird to try to outdo me with her crying. The doctor thought I'd gone to bed with a colored man, and I had. He was my husband.
Helen Oyeyemi, you've created a fairy tale atmosphere that's both ancient and amazingly modern. How do you do it?
Oh, I started with the mirror. That was the person in the Snow White story that I had a quarrel with. I do consider the mirror a person that had a personality, at least. A mischievous one, but that's being on the generous side. The mirror is very, very dark. It makes a declaration and then basically sits back and waits for the women in the story to murder each other or for something terrible to happen. So in my take on Snow White, the question is not so much who's the fairest of them all, but I guess what is real and what is false and what exists beneath the skin. Boy, as a character, is somebody who's half convinced of her hideousness. This is something that her father has persuaded her to believe. And so when she's confronted with somebody as matchlessly beautiful as Snow, she can't believe that Snow herself isn't also hideous beneath the skin. She's just completely unable to trust anything that she sees. And despite being so suspicious of surfaces and appearances, she still manages to be blindsided twice within the story by things that she hasn't perceived.
You've said that little boys, when you were a little girl, would taunt you with lines like, "Do you know you're ugly?"
Yeah.
And I just wanted to reach out and tell you, boys are evil. And they're just making a pass at you.
Oh, but they didn't say it to other girls. I'd just be sitting on the bus minding my own business, just actually reading a book. And then they would like come up and I'd see a face above the top of the book saying, "Oh, excuse me, you're really ugly." And I'm just like, "Oh, okay, thanks." What
you're wrong,
can you say?
Get a life. I'm also thinking of white women. Charlotte Bronte, who was not beautiful, making a character, Jane Eyre, who was the heroine, but not beautiful either. This is a kind of a white hang-up. I mean, maybe everybody hang-up too.
I very much approve of Jane Eyre, though. I think what might have comforted me back then, and what did comfort me when I found Jane Eyre, was that it doesn't matter. Like, in a way, there is a way in which these boys and anybody think that by telling a woman that she's not beautiful, that they're ending her life, like that her function in the world is to be beautiful in some way, and that's not all that we're here for. And I think that, yeah, I took heart from the possibility of living a life of the mind. And I thought, well, okay, so I'm not beautiful, never mind. I'll just think and read and write and get on with my life. And it's okay. Like, it's not a terrible thing not to be beautiful.
There's so much cruelty, petty cruelty, family cruelty, mini cruelty among specifically the women, mothers, daughters, stepdaughters in this book. It's a cruel world, but what are you telling us about this cruel world at a sort of micro, very close-up level?
I think that a lot of this, a lot of these struggles between the women are to do with frustrated hopes and to do with the way that these women find themselves unable to break the rules that confine them and look to each other expecting each other to be able to break these rules, but nobody can. Like this whole hierarchy of beauty and how it's tied in to race and how that in turn is tied into social class, like it's so much bigger than everybody, and yet we blame each other for not being able to fix it. And I think that definitely between Snow and Bird, the stepmother-stepdaughter relationship is especially fraught in this book because Snow has specifically requested a mother for her birthday. and how can that possibly be fulfilled by anybody other than her own mother who's dead? It's this kind of vast emotional abyss in each woman that that they sort of half-heartedly attempt to fill, and it's impossible.
We don't want to know how much money is spent on cosmetics, on advertising looks, on projecting ideal images. I mean, it's kind of a nightmare, but is it more intrusive on young people, especially girls, today than ever, maybe?
No, I think it probably remains about the same. I think that there's this kind of illusion of things being more terrible now, but they actually stay at a constant. I think that people are much more frank about pursuing the perfect appearance. People are frank about dieting, about makeup, about their beauty regime. Now we all have to sort of pretend that we don't really care when we're madly snaffling up the cosmetics.
That was the novelist Helen Oyeyemi. I'm Christopher Lydon. You can hear more conversations on arts, ideas, and politics at radioopensource.org.